Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, George Harris joins us. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, and he's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their home. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
I'm Mike Swanson and welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. A pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, thanks for having me. Man, what a great holiday season this is becoming, right?
Yes, indeed. But we have to start. Okay, so my wife has become, and you know and love Bonnie, she has become a big fan of Ancient Aliens. No reference to you here, but the reference that comes along is, you're selling alien pajamas. What is going on?
Well, that's what I do. I mean, look, I'm considered one of the top ufologists in the country. And, you know, we have to pay for all this research. And the way we pay for it is through that little gift shop we have. And it helps send people all over the place to track down any of these stories that could or could not be true.
Well, and I have to give you credit because last year during CBS's Formula One coverage, they did a big piece on you and all your businesses out there in Lincoln County. And I thought that was pretty cool. All right, let's talk serious stuff here. The election. April Becker finally breaks through.
Oh, I've told you, she's always been top quality. She'll be a great county commissioner. She's very smart. She's an attorney. I don't hold that against her, but she's very, very good.
You know, the thing I love about April Becker, and this is not a partisan thing, this is just a personal thing, is the first time I interviewed her, and she came in and she was talking about things that had gone wrong in her business or in her life. And she wasn't happy with the results. So therefore she went out and got a degree in that particular subject. Like, for example, she wasn't happy with her attorneys for a business. So she went out and got a law degree. I mean, this is a person who's gonna be a very interesting person to watch on the Clark County Commission. And first Republican on the commission in how long? Do you have any idea?
A long time. I think it's over 20 years, Sam. It's a long time. But I think the pendulum's changing because people are frustrated with this governance of far left liberalism and not what's good for the people.
Well, you know, what's interesting from another perspective, and a historical one, is that Republicans and Democrats have not always held the same beliefs. If you go back 100, 200 years, you know, you can see where the Democratic Party was very conservative at one point in time. You know, go back to the George Wallace era, the South, Civil War, all that. And over time, it kind of reversed itself. And now it's reversed itself again, where the Republican Party appears to be the party of the people, and the Democratic Party has appeared to be the party of the elite. Whether
The Democrat Party's absolutely became the party of the elite. I mean, it's unconscionable the way some of this stuff was done, where if you don't believe in me because you don't have an education like I do, you're an idiot. I'm, on the other hand, my total different thought is I trust the people, I believe in the people, and I always have. And when we get to question three, we can discuss that.
All right, well, let's do it. What your thought?
Question three was ranked choice voting.
Yes.
Which was, first of all, the way they sold it was terrible, because they used ex-military people, and I don't know if those people were even ex-military, and they tried to say, oh, we don't get to participate. Absolutely, you get to participate. If you want to participate in a Republican primary, join that, put that jersey on. If you want to participate in a Democrat primary, put that jersey on. But you have no right if you decide, hey, I don't like either party and I'm going to be a nonpartisan. Well, that's, you chose to be a nonpartisan. You shouldn't be able to be in there. And Sam, let me tell you, I'm 63 years old now, and I've got nothing to do but sit around. So I've decided that I'm going to go ahead and do my thesis and get a PhD. You know, I've always been a cognitive psychologist. That's, you know, that's the study of how people think. And listen, the reason I'm doing this, because I really truly believe that people are smarter than anybody gives them credit for, but I also truly believe that Pavlov's law is very effectual or effective. When they spent $38 million just in Nevada on abortion commercials. I mean, you know, there's that old saying, you know, if you tell someone, hey, you're only good enough to empty the trash, and you tell them that every day for 6 months, and then you go up and ask them, hey, what are you good at doing? They're going, I'm good at emptying the trash. So, but I believe that if there's a positive message, and it's a continual positive message, not a compressed time message of 40 days, a continual positive message done by responsible people, that people always make the right decision. Question three was, in my opinion, it was the lobbyist question. They wanted to muck up the system, and they wanted to get, frankly, the dumbest person they could get into office so they could control them.
All right.
And it didn't work out for them.
And that's an opinion I've heard multiple times, and I'm not disagreeing with it. But what I will say is, personally, I would prefer open primaries. My wife is registered to one party. I am registered to the other party. And that way we both get to vote in the primaries. And of course, we have discussions about it. I don't want to have to change my registration every time there's an election.
Well, so then too sad, too bad. Open primaries, that's not what our system's based on. Look,
I understand.
Sammy, unfortunately, we are a two-party system. Unfortunately, I wish we could be a five-party system, but that would mean that people would have to be strong enough. You know, there's a party called the IAP, okay?
Yes.
That's the Independent American Party. And that was put forth by the Hansen family, okay? And that party's growing exponentially. But why? Because everybody, when they go to the motor voter and they look down, they say, IAP, independent. I'm an independent American, of course. And so that party is growing by leaps and bounds. But unfortunately, it's a rudderless party. There's no leadership in that party to put a message out. So you have the Democrat Party and you have the Republican Party. And if you don't like either one of those parties, in 99.995% of the cases, people become nonpartisans. Well, that's your choice. If you want to be a nonpartisan, you don't get a vote in primaries. That's just that's the bottom line.
Okay, but I want to vote in primaries, and I would
then
like
to... Then pick a party.
I have picked a party, but I sometimes would like to pick the other party. I mean,
well, that's not the way the system works, pal. So grow up, pull up your man pants and be a man and understand that's not the way things work.
Listen, I think that, okay, the ranked choice.
I see
voting,
Pavlov's law working on you right now.
The ranked choice portion of it, and I said it many times on the show. I'm going to ring your bell here in a second. The ranked choice voting portion of that, just if we want people to vote, and I do want people to vote, and I want everybody to have access to vote, that just seems to me to be way too complicated for the average person, and it was going to result in people voting perhaps at the top of the ticket and then completely blowing off the rest of the ticket because they're not going to come up with five choices for the lower ranked items. But the open primary, I'll disagree with you on that and say I would rather have that than not. Okay, so one of the things that I was happiest about, and it didn't matter to me who won, I just wanted it to be a big enough victory that there was no arguing after the election. And Donald Trump won a big enough victory that there was no arguing after the election and no obvious violence across the country because of this. How did you feel about that?
Well, look, he has been, as you know, I know him, I've been involved in that world. They have been putting a positive message out since the last election. Some people might say it's a negative message, but when they're talking to their base, they're sending out a positive message. And then people aren't dumb. Sam, again, I tell you, you know, you can't tell someone, oh, the economy's great and we are all good when, you know, 6 months ago you were paying, you know, $1.98 for a dozen eggs. And you know, and just before the election, you're paying $4.98 for a dozen eggs. Inflation's real. You can't sit and try to sell people on nonsense because people aren't dumb. People feel it in their pocketbook. You know, I always tell politicians when they come to me and they have these great ideas and I say, you know, nobody cares about your ideas. I'm not saying the ideas aren't great, but when you go door to door and you talk to voters, voters don't want to know one thing. What are you going to do for my pocketbook? That's all they care about. And that's all they should care about. They should be self-aware. And that's what people are. And was this this became a referendum for Donald Trump because so many people on the other side just lied. They went in the camera and lied. And people aren't dumb. People know when they're being lied to. They got gaslit every day. And frankly, I mean, I think we dodged a bullet. I mean, you know, Ms. Harris raised $1 billion, Sam, and she's $20 million in debt. And we come to find out after the fact.
And
we come to find out after the fact that she gave hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for celebrity endorsements. Not 10 million, not hundreds of millions of dollars to pay for. And let me tell you something. Shame on anybody out there in TV land. Everybody, can you see me? Shame on you if you think a celebrity has any sense in their head. 99% of most celebrities are high school dropouts. These people are not smart. They are basically, they go in front of a camera and they read from a teleprompter.
Okay.
So don't be fooled by those people.
George, let's not insult.
And you know I'm right. You know I'm right.
A percentage of personalities may match up to what you just said. I sincerely hope the majority don't. Let's talk about the national.
Sam, you know, politics is a beauty contest for ugly people. And pal, you and I are ugly.
Well, that I'm not going to argue with you there. You know, it was interesting watching the last couple of weekends of the national talk shows. Every Sunday, I watch all the talk shows. And, you know, it's so funny how the national media just takes the bait of whatever you want to hang out there. You know, 2 weekends ago, it was Matt Gaetz. This weekend, it was Kash Patel. So while the media is just arguing over a couple of issues or a couple of people, there are all these other issues that are going on that they completely avoid talking about. It's like, no wonder shows like Joe Rogan's, and there are other shows that are Democratic leaning as well as conservative leaning, that more and more people are moving to. And by the way, of course, if you're watching Nevada Newsmakers, you probably don't know that we also have podcasts of exactly the same show you're watching right now, but you can go back to 2005 on our website or the podcast. We were there way before Joe Rogan. But the truth of the matter is that that's where people are going now for their information because it's not filtered through, oh my goodness, Matt Gaetz.
Right. And they don't want to hear that nonsense. People are smart. People, look, people are smart enough to understand that, and by the way, you know, Matt Gaetz probably never had a chance, but that shows you the loyalty that Donald Trump has. Donald thought, hey, you know what? This guy's going to blow up the system and we're going to get the stuff. Pam Bondi.
I don't think so. Here's what I
know, because Donald plays. Donald plays chess, and everybody else plays checkers. I know the whole thought process.
He throws the fish out there, and they throw out the hooks, and so the media grabs onto this because it's the easiest thing to play with, and it's much easier than trying to figure out how any of these major government organizations work. You know, I remember going to see George W. Bush when he came to visit Reno during his re-election campaign. And I was invited to go into the media box, and there was all the national press sitting there. And then I suddenly realized, if you sat in that box, you weren't allowed to go out and wander around the hall. You had to stay in that box. And I went, no, that's okay. I want to go around and hear what the average person is saying in that room. That's part of the problem, is that the national media is talking to the national media. They're not talking to the public. They don't really have a clue of what's going on.
You're 100% correct. Actually, they do have a clue. They know what's going on. Whether you believe they do know what's going on, but they have their own agenda, and they have destroyed all of the so-called mainstream media has destroyed itself. There's not five people in the country that believe anything that comes out, and I don't know that they can ever rebuild it. And by the way, technology has made everybody a news channel. I'm a news channel, you're a news channel, and everyone that likes me is going to listen to my opinion. Okay, look at the U.S. Senate race, Sam. All right?
Okay, hang on. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the U.S. Senate race, okay? Because I have to make a little money here to pay for this show, because this is not a nonprofit where we are asking people to send their dollar. We actually have sponsors, and we need to play a spot. And if you did a spot for your pajamas, we'd run it. We'll be right back.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with my good friend George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. The Senate race. It was interesting to see Nevada once again split ticket and going for Donald J. Trump as president and Jackie Rosen for U.S. Senate. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, my thoughts are and I've told Donald Trump this to his face. I mean, we had a conversation. If you're looking at, on paper, who the best candidate was, Gunther was the best candidate. Former U.S. ambassador, speaks fluent Spanish, is a Jew. He had his own money. Sam, Sam ran a horrible campaign, and Sam forgot something, which I told him a long time ago. Don't get all hooked up with these guys from D.C. because they don't run the state of Nevada. You know, whether you know it, in Republican politics, a guy named Chuck Muth, a guy named George Harris, and there's a few others, you know, we have a lot of influence over the vote. And, you know, and Chuck got frustrated with the fact that Sam had no message. The message was terrible. And his campaign was terrible. And he lost because he deserved to lose.
But let me ask you this. You know, I've said this. I actually said this to Sam when he was going to run the first time against Adam. You know, run for something you can win. You know, don't start at the top. A United States Senate race is going to be a huge race dollar-wise. And, you know, you need to come up through the system so that you know something about something when you're running. And, you know, he had no experience whatsoever in government. He had a failed campaign in Texas, then a failed campaign in Nevada, and then a second failed campaign. It's like, I just don't understand why. Get on the city council, go to the assembly, you know, go to the Senate, do something.
Yeah, but see, we make mistakes as Republicans too, Sam. We allowed that nonsense to take place, and we should have pushed back on Steve Daines. We should have called him, which we did, and said, look, you don't live here. You don't know what's going on here. And the paper guy and the better guy and the much, much, much superior campaign guy and the much superior candidate was Jeff Gunter. He really was. Not to take anything away from Tony Grady. Tony Grady was great, but he couldn't raise any money. Jeff Gunter would have won that race.
Yeah, but
Jeff would have won that race. I don't care what anybody tells.
Yes, but you know, here's the issue, and this applies to so many candidates. Why are you having to spend tens of millions of dollars in your campaigns because nobody knows you when you've been in office forever? I'm not talking about Jeff so much now, but you look, you know, Mark Amaday had an opponent that spent $11 million against him. The thing that he didn't count on was that Mark Amaday has been running for office every day while in office.
Listen, let's be frank about Mark. The thing the guy didn't count on is that Mark goes everywhere and sees everybody.
That's
all
my
the time
point.
Through the year. And now let me tell you, here's the other problem. Here's the other fatal mistake Sam made. Sam allowed them to spend millions of dollars on abortion commercials against him. And he should have, like I suggested to him, and I said, listen, you need to just go do a commercial and say, hello, everybody, I'm Sam Brown. And what they're telling you is not true. I'm not trying to get into any woman's doctor's office. I'm not trying to control. This has been settled 30 years ago in the state of Nevada. This is all a red herring and it's nonsense. And I hope that you won't be fooled by these commercials that are full of lies. But he didn't do that. So he got his butt whooped.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be right back with George Harris after this timeout.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. George, question seven was one that was kind of a burr for you. Give us your quick thoughts here. We've got about a minute.
Well, I'm happy, Sam. You know, it's the largest, got over a million votes, question seven's voter ID. I was lucky enough, you know, as you know, to be one of the architects of that question. Between myself, Dave Gibbs, and Governor Lombardo, we got that thing way, way, way over the finish line. And it's got to go up one more time in the next election cycle, and it'll pass the same as it did. And it's just great. You know, it shows you there's another factual point. People are smart. They know what they want. They don't need someone telling them, feeding them pablum.
Well, also, I mean, it was just common sense. There's a certain point where you don't have to have a referendum for you to know that the public is feeling a certain way. The public was feeling, because of all the publicity, that elections were rigged, and they couldn't understand why they didn't have to show ID to vote. They didn't have to, but now they will, and let's just make sure that everybody that needs an ID gets an ID for free if they can't afford it, and let's get this thing passed in the next session. I'm certain.
Well, Sam, you're going to hear a bunch of stuff in this next session where the Democrats go, oh, we can't afford to get free. They've been given, if you go down to DMV and you can show that you can't afford an ID, you're getting an ID.
Yes,
all
you
nonsense.
Are. George Harris, we are out of time right now. I will see you in a couple of months in Las Vegas.
Sam,
and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful holiday. If I don't see you, have a merry, merry Christmas.
And a merry Christmas to you.
And a happy New Year.
And to
you. And the best way you can enjoy all the holidays is a nice drink of alien tequila, because there's an abduction in every bottle.
George Harris, we'll be right back.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one.